following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Attention golfers, the finest course in central Nebraska is at Indian Head Golf Club. The most complete facility in the area offers fantastic golf, GPS systems, a full-line pro shop and apparel, and equipment from Nike, Titleist, Callaway, plus your favorite refreshments. Youth golf programs are offered to help them develop golf skills and work ethics. Indian Head's golf card program gives you 2 or 6 free rounds of golf with your card purchase. Go to IndianHeadGolf.com for more information or to book your tee time. No one offers more for your golfing pleasure than Indian Head Golf Club, West Husker Highway, Grand Island.
Memorial Day, the start of the summer party season. That means it's time to round up the family and head out to the lake. What better way to celebrate than hitting the water in a brand new boat powered by Yamaha from Buzz's Marine in Kearney? Ask how you can save your family big bucks this summer on a top-of-the-line fishing boat, a flashy sports boat, a relaxing pontoon, or all of the above with a brand new deck boat. Soak up the sun and cruise the cool waters in a new boat powered by Yamaha from Buzz's Marine in Kearney, home of family boating fun.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A Tuesday, Doug Duda, Damon Day. Got a busy program for you today. We'll talk with Ohio State baseball coach Greg Beals. They take on Nebraska tomorrow in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. We'll talk with Ken Cherto, Olympic wrestler. He's got camps that he takes care of, trying to teach youngsters. He's been doing it for years and years across the country. He'll be in Kearney next week, and we'll talk with him. Plus, Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic, won the state championship last year at the track meet, and it's all on him to see if they can repeat. So we'll see. Morning, Schmitty.
Good morning.
Morning, Damon.
Hello, Doug.
Well, see, now, here's where I want to start. Last week, was that opening week of Golf League for you?
Yes, sir.
And you were whining?
I was saying that I felt unprepared.
And what happened?
Boom. That's all I got to say is boom.
Boom goes the dynamite for Eagle on a par four.
For Eagle. From about 100 out.
Nice.
Bounce, dunk.
Now, was that a Doug Duda type eagle where you blade it and it rolls and rolls and hits the pin and breaks it and then it goes in? Or was this a pure shot?
No, I got it.
You got it.
I got it. It went bounce, checked up, dunk.
Did you dance?
No. I was pretty reserved. It's that early in the season.
We've got a state golf tournament almost set. There are a couple of districts going on today that really don't involve any of the teams from our listening area. We'll give you some results there. State baseball, Grand Island does it again last night. Exciting fashion. Pitcher's duel. The runs come late. Game-winning RBI in the bottom of the seventh, which is what they play in the high school state tournament. And so Grand Island advances on. They'll play number one tonight. We'll talk more about that. State soccer. All that's left is the boys' championship. State tennis begins Thursday, and state track begins on Friday. And that's where we're going to start today with Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic. Now, officially, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good.
My other guys are pouring concrete right now, so I'm doing pretty good.
Well, you went out and dominated the district at Hershey last week, and I don't think there was a doubt that you guys were going to go out and take care of business, but were you surprised at how well you performed?
Yes, I was. And I mean, the point total doesn't mean a whole lot. It's, you know, our object is to get as many people to state as we can, and we did that, so we're all happy.
Girls are what the focus seems to be because obviously you won the title, but the boys, they have had a pretty good season as well for you.
Yeah, boys have had an outstanding season, and I think that it goes just on our numbers. Every year it seems like we increase, and we had a great number of boys out this year, and that really helps.
Where do you see the, I guess not necessarily the reason that you've got maybe a few more kids out in a little more depth, but are you seeing even some competition amongst the guys that are on the team?
Oh, absolutely, and we've actually had to add some extra meets this year just to get kids to participate. But, yeah, there's definitely competition, and that's that makes it fun. And, years ago when we thought decent relays, and you have one kid maybe pull up lame in an early event, and we'd end up scratching the relay. Well, now we can just plug different kids in and continue on.
I got a chance to see the performance at conference, and this hasn't been the best spring for anybody out there. So how have you guys dealt with that?
Well, like everybody else, so you just do what you can do, and that's about it. You know, we train pretty hard, and we'll go outside when it's pretty cold, but you just got to take care of sore muscles and things like that.
You can talk about, and I guess you're one of the schools, I guess, that can say that you're working under different conditions anyway, because you guys still, you don't have a high school track right there, so you have to do different methods of training from time to time.
Yes. our distance people go all over the city, and they're running on grass wherever there's empty lot or out the softball fields or wherever. They do a lot of training on the grass, as well as our sprinters and jumpers too, and we do a lot of hills on the grass and things like that. But rainy days kind of hurt us a little bit, so maybe that's why we got a lot of good long jumpers. They're always jumping over puddles while they're running.
We're talking with Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track. Goals for the boys. I've seen where even though they may have, even in the distances, may have some top times, there's some other guys that have beaten them throughout the year and that they'll see at state.
Yeah. Going in, we felt pretty good about who we had coming back, and certainly they've performed to what we thought they could, but Realistically, we're looking at least a top three finish in the boys. Our 4x8 has the fastest time in the state. We've only run it with the four regular guys on it one time this year. We will load it up down at state. We feel that we can win that. Colin Muche has done an excellent job in his distance races. He's added the 800 this year, so he's going to be participating in the 32, the 16, and the 8. Harrison Pierce, is right behind him in the two distance races. And then our 4x1 relay has a chance to do really well, so we're pretty excited.
You just shaking your head, Damon? No?
Yeah, God gave them a special gift to be able to go out and do that. I mean, I've been a baseballer my whole life, so it's 90 feet, and then you get the rest.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're really lucky on that day, you may beat an outfielder and get a 180-foot sprint in. But after that, I can't imagine going once around the track, let alone what's a 3,200?
That's four. That's a whole bunch.
Eight times.
Eight times. Yeah. 4, 8, 16, 32.
And Colin, he played football his freshman year. Then he went out for cross country, but he plays basketball, so he does not do any training over the winter like a lot of, schools will have kids that don't play basketball and run year-round. But he comes off basketball right into track, and he's having an outstanding year.
Who's the teams in C that you're going to be battling with?
Thayer Central's returning state champs. I think they're probably the favorites. They look pretty good on paper. Nebraska Christian is really, they've got some relays and distance runners that will score. They've got a very good hurdler as well. So, and I think we'll be right there. Girls side, I tell you what, the girls is probably as wide open as it's ever been. I keep looking, and I'm counting 6 to 7 teams that I think will score between 30 to 40 some points, and that could win it. That really could win it. There's Superior. They got, of course, Andy Myers' daughter that's throwing the shot and discus is excellent, and they got a very good jumper sprinter. Ourselves with Herbert, our hurdlers and different people like that. See, Chase County's got an excellent team. Ord, Doug, they've got some runners. They got some athletes up in Ord. Well, that's after you left, anyway.
Yeah,
but they got a chance to do well. Crofton has always traditionally been very, very good. So North Bend Central's got a lot of good kids, some vaulters, high jumpers, and some weight people as well.
It can come down at a variety of meets to where you match up head-to-head. I mean, if your home run hitters are where somebody else's home run hitters are, and that's a Roger Matheson or a wrestling coach's term right there.
Right.
So how does it look? I mean, who do you match up with in some of your big events?
Well, that's actually, I was just talking to one of the other coaches the other day about that. A lot of the teams that I mentioned all have very good shot and discus throwers. And so they're all going to hopefully cancel each other out, and that might benefit us. Now, we lost Kelly Albrecht in the 100 hurdles. She fell in the prelims, and she's got one of the top times in the state. I think she could have contended, for at least a top three finish, if not better. So then points that we're not going to get is going to hurt. But, she came back and qualified in the 400 and then two other relays. It just depends on who shows up on the day of the meet.
Let me ask you, because you've been around this for a number of years, and as you talk about Callie falling, I saw a couple of kids during this year's districts, one fall started that had one of the best times in her class, and there are two or three other instances like that. You don't go up. I think track has the harshest penalty for making a mistake of any sport. If you fall start or you trip once, it doesn't matter if you ran the fastest time in the state a week ago. If you don't do it in that race on that day, I mean, you can miss a free throw in a basketball game. You can miss a field goal in a football game. You can get another chance. In track, right, There's no chance. And you don't want to walk up to a kid before the race and say, now, don't fall start.
If you fall start, you're done.
That's it.
You're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's one and done, bro.
It's not like the is it swimming where if one guy goes early, then they restart them all, and then nobody can do it.
Not in high school. Yeah, okay. I think that has changed. I think in college and in the Olympics, I believe one person jumps and then everybody's on the hot seat then. But yeah.
How do you approach that? I mean, because you want them to say, okay, hey, let's just breeze through this, especially when it comes to sprints and hurdles when there are obstacles.
Well, that's something that's been talked about for many years. Class A and Class B use the FAT timing. automatic timing system, which to me is, I think all the classes should be using that, C and D, and they don't because of the number of schools. We're pushing very hard for that. That will equalize, you know, the districts across the state from some people, some dad that's timing that has a real quick finger versus somebody out west that's got a lot of wind and has a slow finger, and for them additional qualifying times. But some states have, you can automatically qualify throughout the year. They've got a set distance or a set time in their events, but at them meets, you have to have a wind barometer, you have to have an FAT. You know, that would be a way to go to prevent that. If someone did fall at districts, well, maybe they had qualified earlier in the year at a big meet and had the one of the fastest times.
And to be honest, there's a pretty good break at the state meet between the morning session and the afternoon session. It's not like we're jamming it in there. We could have an extra heat in three or four events.
I think so. I would agree. You know, there's a lot of things I'd like to see changed, and it's frustrating when you go to a district. Give you an example of ours. You know, our, I think, sixth place girl in our long jump went 15.9, does not qualify. 14.10 won another district across the state. And to me, then you're getting a girl that's 14.10 long jumper and a girl that's 15.9 is not participating. You're not getting your best athletes there. And so that's why, you know, if they had some, and they do have automatic qualifying marks in the field events, but you have to hit them on that district day. So, you know, it'd be nice if they could do it maybe throughout the year.
Obviously, the young lady that's probably got as much pub here is Paige Herbert. She's been very solid. Her 100 and 200 is usually right there in the second place. Was it conference? There's some good sprinters across the state, but she's still pretty special. And if you guys are going to win state, she's going to have to get you some points.
Definitely. We'll ride Paige for a while. But, you know, she's triple jump wise, she's been 2 feet better than anybody else in the state and been consistent, and she only jumped four times this year at four meets in the triple jump. And then long jump, as she's improved, she hit her personal best at districts, went 18-1, but she's been real consistent in the high 17s with that all year. So she did a lot of, she doesn't play basketball, she did a lot of training over the winter, some explosive training, and it's definitely paid off. She's probably not happy with where she's at with her times. Neither are we. I mean, she's not quite as fast as she was last year, but the last part of the season, we've been training her a lot on the running, and her times are coming down. She actually looked really good in district, so I'm pretty excited to see what she can do at state.
What's the next line here? You've got relays. You had such a big class last year, and then Paige was kind of the underclassman with all those upperclassmen. What about what you got coming along on the boys and girls side here for the future?
Looks very good. We had a lot of young kids. Boys triple jump, for example, we finished fourth, fifth, and sixth, a sophomore and two freshmen, and all of them were real close to 39 feet, which I think is very, very good at that age. And you know, we'll lose a few seniors that we'll miss quite a bit, but there's a lot of good young kids that are coming up, and especially on the girls' side. I mean, you know, we lose, I think, just four seniors total, but got some young kids coming up that we're excited about, and hopefully we can continue to keep our numbers up there. That certainly helps. And winning like we are, that'll help. And we had a good day out of districts. I mean, we had a couple of surprises. Dennis Cabanning in the shot put, Matt Moore in the long jump. And, you know, they were sitting about fourth or fifth going in, and they actually both ended up, Dennis won the shot, and Matt finished second in long jump. But, you know, we had a couple of girls that we thought maybe could qualify and that didn't, that finished third, but were close. So, and they're young. So hopefully that'll make them hungry for next year.
Do you want me to keep asking you questions so you don't have to go back to work?
Ah, that would be wonderful. My boss might not be happy, but what the heck.
Well, Kearney Catholic trying to make some noise again down at the state tournament. We'll have reports all day Friday and Saturday on our network of stations. And I'm sure how many stopwatches do you actually carry at once?
I just carry one.
Just if it goes
but
out.
But I'm really good with it, so I don't have to second guess.
Well, Schmitty, best of luck, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate all your coverage.
You bet. Kearney Catholic. There's some really good track teams that are going to be going down there. We'll talk more about those in the next couple of days here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, state track begins at 9 a.m. on Friday morning and then continues on into Saturday, full day Friday, and then everybody goes at the same time on Saturday. You don't want to run the 32?
No.
16?
There's nothing that would warrant me to go out and have to run in front of people.
Really?
If I run, I run at Memorial Field in the wee hours of the morning where no one can see me. That's where I'm getting my work in.
OK. Okay. All right. Whatever works for you. Yep. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up, Olympian Ken Cherto is going to be joining us. Also, Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach. They're going through their press conference right now in Omaha. And then free and open to the public practices from noon until I think it wraps up at 7 tonight at TD Ameritrade. The Big Ten went from 6 to 8 teams this year, Damon. And I talked about yesterday on the show a little bit with Jimmy how this is a disadvantage to Nebraska because the old system was brutal. If you were that 3 through 6 and lost the first game, you had to win like 6 games in a row to win the conference championship. And now you're in that College World Series format, double bracketed, and you gotta play a lot just to get to the postseason, and sometimes that burns up your pitcher's arms. But Nebraska, instead of having a bye like Indiana, where if they would have won one game each, if this was last year, Indiana wins their first game, Nebraska wins their first game, they're playing, and the winner's in the winner's bracket, and they're sitting in real good shape, but not that way anymore. And you've been a Big Ten boy. I mean, that's where your roots are, so what do you think?
I don't like the setup of the tournament. There's a couple different things that, you know, I mean, one is, why isn't Nebraska playing the late game? That's probably the biggest one that I sit at this and I look at it and I'm like, even at the Division II level, the host school or the closest school always gets the night game because you want the biggest crowd, you want the biggest gate. If you think about that on a Wednesday night in Omaha, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska being close enough to drive, you think about it, you're going to play in front of 20, 21,000 people. How many people are you going to get there at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday? So I don't understand that. That was one for me that I didn't quite understand. I know the whole argument that, well, what if Nebraska was an 8 seed and they ended up having to play the 1 seed in front of all the – you're the 8 seed. You're the 1 seed. Go beat them.
Yeah.
You know, you should be good. You know, so that was one big one in an area where we talk about we got to make money, got to do some things. They're leaving a lot of money, in my opinion, on the table by setting it up that way where Nebraska doesn't get that night game. You know, baseball tournaments are a fickle thing because if you think about it, they for sure have to win 4, correct?
That's the way I've
got it. If they win all the way through, but you've only prepared 3 starters.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's, you know, whether it's at the D2 level, even at the, you know, obviously when you get to the NCAA tournament level, when you get to the super regional, you're back to only having 3 starters. But to win the regional and to win at the College World Series, you need more than 3 starters. So you've prepared all year for these 3 guys, and now all of a sudden you're going to turn it over to a guy who may be a midweek guy who has gotten some innings, but all of a sudden your fate's in a guy who hasn't been battle-tested. And so baseball tournaments are fickle when it comes to that. It's not just a straight-up, you know. And so a lot of it does come into who do you throw, how do you throw, you know, when do you throw, and now you got all these games that are just – slammed together.
Well, and we talked about that yesterday, Damon. If you're not Nebraska or Indiana, and it's pretty much widely believed that everybody else is going to have to win the tournament to get into the NCAA, even Illinois. But let's say you're Michigan State, the 6 seed, or you're Michigan, the 5 seed. Do you throw your man on day one? Do you throw your stud on day one? Do you mess with your rotation at all? Because I'm thinking the tougher game is going to be the second game. If you can win that second game, then you have set yourself up to have a chance. I mean, you've got to win the tournament. It seems to me that you would have to make some adjustments, take the chance, roll the dice. I got to get through day one, but I have to. It doesn't do me any good if I don't win on day two.
You know, my high school baseball coach, who's a legend in the state of Indiana, used to talk about that because Indiana used to actually be a one and done. You know, it was no district, there was no wild card points. It was, you played everybody played everybody. It was all 400 schools in one tournament. And he used to always tell us and talk about it is, you never save anything. Every game is a must win. And so, to your point, I think you got to go after every game because there's no point in playing on game number 2 if you don't get there with a W. And so it does lead a lot more to coaching decisions as far as who's going to throw when, who are you going to throw. You know, another thing, you know, is it Josh Rader's the closer for the Huskers, all right? So you've used him where he has maybe gone 3 times in a weekend. Now you may ask him to go 4 times. You may ask him to have to go 5 times now. And so maybe Indiana, you know, Indiana's a team that could run into this because – let's face it, their starting pitching is the best in the Big Ten, and they haven't had to use many guys. you know? And so obviously they're deep because they've beaten some really good guys during the midweek. But you're going to start looking out there in the eighth, ninth, even the seventh inning and look out there and be like, this guy's thrown eight innings. You kind of see it sometimes during the College World Series where that hero is made because he's come in with only 10 innings and all of a sudden he's got four lockdown innings in the World Series and everybody wants to interview him. So the whole baseball tournament thing is a very interesting situation to begin with. I just find it very, very interesting how your conference tournament doesn't reflect your regular season, and then you go to a regional that doesn't reflect anything that you've done. Now you go back to a super regional that reflects a normal weekend series, but then you go to the College World Series that isn't anything like you've done. So it's just a very big hodgepodge, and so, you know, that's why you regularly see the same teams. Why do you see the same teams in Omaha regularly or the same type of team? It's always the pitching. It's always the guys that go 10, 12, 13 deep. Good pitching stops good hitting all the time. And so it's a very interesting thing. I just, when I saw the brackets and I was looking at them, I was just flabbergasted that the Huskers don't play the night game. Just flabbergasted that the Huskers don't play the night
game. We'll talk with Coach Beals about what he thinks. Maybe that's a good deal for Ohio State. We need to take a break. We'll talk with Ken Chertow, Olympic wrestler, and Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach, next.
For a limited time at Complete Nutrition, get 30% off all weight loss products. Hurry in today and save 30% on Refirm Now, Mancor, CTS, Charger, and more. Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people lose weight with clinically proven weight loss products that actually shrink fat cells. If you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds of fat, tone up, and be healthy, it's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition because all weight loss products are 30% off. Stop into a Complete Nutrition store today for a free consultation. A Complete Nutrition consultant will set you up for success by recommending which weight loss product is best for you. Achieve your ideal weight with the help from Complete Nutrition. For a limited time, all weight loss products are 30% off.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
It's a place you'll be proud to belong. The Kearney Country Club, with its well-manicured 18-hole golf course, tennis courts, resort-style swimming pool, programs for all ages, as well as fine and casual dining. This year, find out how new members can partner with others to save up to 30% off a membership. Call the Kearney Country Club at 308-234-3151 for details and to set up a time to see for yourself. The Kearney Country Club.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine develops today, there's just a spotty chance for a shower storm. Otherwise, we're looking at a high of 80 with northeast winds to about 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back in the mid-50s with partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Danny Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where they are rolling through the month of May with many great deals as always. And don't forget to check out the 2015 Chevy Tahoe. in stock now with their Memorial Day event going on. There are many more great deals from the manufacturer, not just the simple hassle-free everyday low prices on your Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams, or Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, new, pre-owned. They're all there for you. You can check them out online at thinkmidway.com. It's also the 100th anniversary of Dodge. Dodge has some special rebates that are going on for their 100th anniversary, and Andy's going to be in later in the week to tell us more about that, but you can find out about it right now. ThinkMidway.com or see them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney at your Midway Auto dealership. Well, Damon Day, you know that the way you want your athletes to be good by the time they've reached that high school or collegiate level, they have got to start a little earlier this time. And there are some, you work with baseball kids, you want to teach them the fundamentals and the basics, and it's that way in every single sport. Everybody has to have a teacher.
Everybody has to have a base. You know, from the base, then you expand from there. But everybody's got to have a solid core set of fundamentals that set them apart as an athlete. Some of it comes very, very easy for them. Some in baseball, it's really the finer points of how to do it more efficiently. But I think at any youth age or anything, you want to teach them the right way to do things because it's going to be a building block for future success. That's the thing that we kind of talk about as coaches all the time is who's a polished guy that is going to be able to really expand his talents when he gets to college because he's already got a great base. You know, what we actually categorize our guys of, okay, this guy, we got to start from scratch. We're taking him just as athletic ability and what we think he's going to be when he's 21, 22 years old. And then on the other hand, there's guys that you're just trying to kind of finesse and do small little changes here and there because they're farther along and they've been more prepared as they've kind of gotten older.
Well, we've got a chance here in Kearney for Ken Cherto to come in. He's been all over the country. He's been to Kearney a variety of times with Coach McCann and the great folks here, Rulon Gardner. He's coming in as well, and Ken joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about not just the camp next week, but everything else that is going on that you can do to make your youngster better, whether it's wrestling or other sports. Ken, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me. Hello, Nebraska.
Well, we can't wait to get you here. I know you're going to be here in Kearney. You're going to be making a stop in Omaha. And just even researching and going back and looking and re-familiarizing myself with the dates and the times where you were on the mat and what you've been doing, you were a college coach, and then you decided, you know what, I want to work with the youngsters, and you've made a living by doing that, but that's because you're doing it very well. Where is that difference between coaching at the upper level, Olympians and collegians? We were just kind of talking about it, and Coach Day talking about you need that base. What made you want to teach the youth about wrestling instead of waiting until they got up to that established level, I guess?
Well, that's a loaded question, many different variables, but the core of it is I like working with young people better. It's more enjoyable. It's fun. They're more energetic and enthusiastic. Sometimes as a college coach, and I did it 5 years at the highest level, I was coaching Penn State and Ohio State, it's just a matter of a little bit of fine-tuning, kind of as you alluded to in baseball in your conversation a few minutes ago. It's just tuning up things, getting them mentally ready. The foundation's already there. But when you get a kid that's anywhere from 8 to 18, you're developing their foundation. There's more coaching to be done. You see better progress. I just simply enjoyed it more. I was running camps all the while I was coaching college, and I quickly realized that I liked coaching the young people more. And once I was stable enough with my camps to do it full-time, I was able to walk away from college coaching, and I've never looked back. Here it is, you know, two decades later, and I'm still doing this full-time, running around the country like a wild man. And I don't really need to do that. I don't need to get to Kearney. I don't need to get all across the western United States. I have a great base here in the east, but I enjoy it. I like taking the summer tour and meeting different people, and I've built some great relationships in Kearney. And it's one of my core camps now, and Nebraska's been super supportive. So I added the camp in Omaha that you mentioned, and I just like the simple answer to your question. I like working with young people.
Coach, since we kind of talked about fundamentals, what are some of the basics, some of the highlights, some of those things that you're going to work on in your camp that if a young man comes to, you're going to really focus and hammer home on?
Well, I'm a big advocate for making contact, grabbing hold, taking action. I mean, if you can wrestle like Jordan Burroughs and keep distance and speed and power, it's awesome. Jordan has developed a great style. I can't do that. I can't shoot from far away. I don't have that ability to change levels and explode so well. So my style and the style I emphasize is getting a hold of people, grabbing them, pulling them, wearing them down, using techniques that come from moving the arms, moving the head, controlling the underhook, really an attacking physical style of wrestling, taking hold. And also, something we do in Pennsylvania a lot more emphasis than perhaps the rest of the country is top and bottom wrestling. I mean, we put a lot of emphasis on being tough on top, scoring points on top, having combinations from the bottom. And nationwide, there's so much emphasis on takedowns, and certainly there's emphasis on takedowns in Pennsylvania, but something that's pulled away Pennsylvania from the rest of the states and Penn State from the rest of the country in college is the ability to mat wrestle. So those are some of the core ingredients we try to get across: physicality on the feet, taking control of ties, and then a lot of emphasis on top and bottom scoring.
Ken Cherto is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, a U.S. Olympian. The camp is at the Ramada Inn Convention Center, June 1st through the 6th. You can go online to Ken Cherto, that's CHERTOW.com. And, of course, when you Google anything these days, it's going to tell you where to find Ken's website. It talks all about it. There's videos, and it talks about the camps and what they've been doing for years. I'll ask you, Ken, Nebraska seems to be getting a little bit better here, but we know that even for the best, and I think – we talk about high school wrestling, everybody can associate that. Even the kids that are 3- and 4-time state champions may not have had the success at the collegiate level, like being an All-American as the Iowa States, Penn States. You've been out here enough. Are you starting to see some headway there?
Well, I am. Specifically, I'm high on Doyle Trout and Nolan Locks, and those two are going to be Division I prospects. They've grown up coming to my camp. I like them a lot. They're not super gifted athletically, I mean, they're good athletes, but they're not phenomenal at wrestling and multi-time state champs because they're just gifted. They're good because they just wrestle so much. And to come out of Nebraska, you've got to get on the road and travel and see other competition and, you know, get that high-level, intense matches. And they've done that, and they've also, you know, trained in my camps for a decade, and they have a diverse skill set. So there's other kids in that, but those are two from, you know, Hastings and Centennial that jump out and come to mind. So, you know, before that, you know, Crocker from Kearney, Coach McCann's developed lots of good kids, and a lot of them are doing really well at UNK. I mean, what they're doing at UNK is awesome. And, you know, they should do a Lincoln every year. That'd be a fun dual meet to see UNK versus UNL annually. I bet they could pack the gym and get a huge turnout for that. But Nebraska wrestles strong. It's just a rural state. The population's not real dense, and they keep improving, and I'm excited to work with them every year. I get a chance to work with young kids.
Ken, this is a total opinion question here because everybody's got a different one. At what age is it proper to start with wrestling? I know you can start at, heck, kids that are 3, I think, I've seen out there. But at what age can you, and what are the recommendations at certain ages that you have for parents as they think about getting their kids involved in this sport?
Okay, well preschool is playing out silly. I mean, I know you're half a kid, but you should be playing soccer and tumbling and just exercising when you're a little kid, running around. You know, even when you get to 6 and 7, I mean, soccer's better than wrestling, perhaps. You know, hitting a baseball off a tee or coach pitch, that's simple stuff. The complexities of wrestling, I mean, you could start when you're 6 and 7, expose kids to it, and develop the athleticism needed, but really 8's a good time to start pushing and getting more consistently involved and competing. I mean, I think 6 and 7 is a good exposure time. I think kids compete too much. I think it's silly to have 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds out there competing every weekend in events. I don't think it's necessary. I'm not a big fan of it for any sports, but wrestling is so physical. Think about 8 when time to really start pushing harder and getting some competition. But again, the emphasis, I think our wrestling community falls short and puts too much emphasis on competition and not enough on skill development. And, you know, you can make that argument for many youth sports. I mean, there's so much competition, but so little time to develop skills. And my life's work is developing the skills and preparing athletes to compete, not just getting into competition.
Coach, you bring up a great point as far as, you know, the overusage and kids starting too young and all those types of things. It's a big deal in baseball now with the arms being injured so much. You know, how do you change that culture with parents wanting the kids to get so far ahead but still getting them under control so that you're not burning these kids out so soon?
Well, every kid's different, and baseball and wrestling are a little bit apples and oranges. A lot of that pitcher thing, in my opinion, is the strength training. We're getting so strong, our athletes are stronger than their shoulders and elbows can handle, and ligaments. You can't really strengthen your ligaments, but that's a whole other topic. I think from a standpoint of keeping kids focused, you want to read your child. I mean, some 8-year-olds are ready to go full bore. They love the training. They're into it. They want to compete all the time. You got to read your kid. Every individual is different. But I think too many parents use burnout as an excuse also. I think some parents are scared to push their kids because they're worried about getting them burnt out. I think you just got to read your child. If they're into it and they want to do it, let them spy with it. If they're wishy-washy, don't push it. Let them do what they want. And kind of, some kids don't really mature as wrestlers until they go through adolescence. I mean, some kids are pit bulls when they're 8 through 11. Others don't really blossom until they mature physically and emotionally. So every family is different.
Last minute here with Ken Chertow. The Olympic wrestler will be in Kearney June 1st through the 6th, Ramada Inn Convention Center with the gold medal training wrestling camp. You can give these kids and these high school athletes, you can look at video, you can kind of go over some nutrition, and part of it's mental and weightlifting as well. What are some of the things from that aspect, some of the non-wrestling, on-the-mat type of things that you tell these youngsters?
Well, you just hit the whole gamut. I mean, technique is the core of it. 75% or so, give or take. And that is the core of our camp, too. But at our camp, we work on strength training. We teach them specific sports for sports-specific exercises, not just jogging, but things that are specific for the conditioning and muscle memory that you need for wrestling. And we hit nutrition hard. I'm a huge advocate for eating healthy. And now these teenagers are getting involved in all the different supplements. I try to help them pick the ones that are safe and proper. Personally, I use Advocare. I love the stuff, and it's safe and authorized. But as sports science keeps evolving, we need to make sure the kids are eating clean, eating healthy, and staying away from supplements that are no good for them. It's just every little area counts, and perhaps the biggest one you mentioned there is mental. I mean, it's helping kids build confidence and believe in themselves. To be aggressive in wrestling, which is all the great wrestlers are aggressive, or at least most of them, you have to have confidence. So you got to build the confidence in the kids, develop their skill set, get them to believe in themselves. And we just create an environment at our camp, a culture of wrestling, where kids thrive, the intensity rises, the confidence grows, they get around other good kids. So it's a really unique situation, and especially the one at Kearney. I mean, we have a great hotel, so we're living there. We're living, eating, sleeping, wrestling for 6 days. Not just on the mat, but off the mat. The kids are interacting with each other at meals in the hotels. It's just and between sessions, we're talking about things we just talked about, like strength, nutrition, and the mental approach. So it's just a totally holistic approach where we're engrossed in wrestling for 6 days, and it's just an awesome experience. And we get a whole variety of ages, so it's pretty exciting stuff.
Olympians, All-Americans, they'll all be there. Some great coaches as well for the Ken Chertow camp. And, Ken, we'll see you when you roll into Kearney here in a couple of weeks. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be good.
Thanks, man. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, take care. KenChertow.com for more information as we roll along on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Yeah, the wrestlers, I think, I don't know, you can pick one or two sports. They love hanging around each other, too. They don't mind that they're going to be there for 5 or 6 days, and it's not go wrestle and then go home or go wrestle and then go to the dorms. They love hanging around and telling stories. I mean, it's like a bunch of coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter what age they are.
Camps are great for kids. Camps are great for kids. I highly recommend camps of a specific sport. If your kid loves those sports, I think camps are a great way to invest in their future.
Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question of Hastings. We asked you yesterday about who you've got in the NBA Western Conference Finals. We have a lot of Spurs fans. They take the Spurs to win the NBA Western Conference.
That's because Serge Ibaka went down.
You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which lower seed has the best chance of winning the Big Ten tournament? And we've listed everybody 4 through 8. I'll vote for Ohio State because Coach Greg Beals is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Would that be your vote too, Coach?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. We're excited to be here, and what a great venue and a great tournament field that is set to get started here tomorrow, and we got to take on the Huskers right away, and I'm sure there's going to be a great crowd here tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about a couple things specific with that. You have made the tournament because the tournament field expanded, so I'm guessing you're in favor right now of it going from 6 to 8 teams and giving your kids a chance to extend their season.
Well, it certainly has worked out for us this year. I'm not sure that I'm in favor of the 8-team tournament. I think it makes for a long tournament. I'm not sure it prepares us to send the team to regional play the best. But it works for us this year. And I think there's things we need to continue to talk about, you know, with our tournament. And our conference is going to continue to grow next year with Rutgers and Maryland coming in. So I think the tournament format will continue to be a topic of us coaches when we get together in September.
Coach Damon Day here, and obviously when you talk about tournament format and obviously at the small college level, which we're used to here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, you know, the host school always plays the night game. Is there a reason why Nebraska's not playing the night game?
You know, it's one of those deals, and I agree with you. I think they should be playing the night game. I think if we're trying to maximize the exposure for our tournament and for our student-athletes, that would be the best-case scenario. And we've been in that situation, you know, 2 years ago when the tournament was held in Columbus at the minor league park there, Huntington Park in downtown. The same situation. They didn't rearrange the game times to facilitate that. And I think especially here on the first day of the tournament, there's no reason why we couldn't do that.
We're talking with Greg Beals, head baseball coach of Ohio State. Coach, obviously you're not taking that head of steam into the conference tournament that you had wished. Is there something on the field, off the field? Where is your baseball team at right now?
Well, we're excited. This is a new season. That's the way we're looking at it. And, the season had some ups and downs, and we had – not quite the season we were hoping to have, and some injuries, and just kind of never really got ourselves, once we got into Big Ten play, never really got really going smooth. And so we're looking at this tournament as a new season and an opportunity to restart ourselves. I do think we have the talent to make some noise here, and, once you can win one of those first two games, and who knows where it goes from there.
Offensively, you've struggled, I guess, during this stretch, yet you take a look at your numbers. It's not like you're a horrible hitting baseball team. Is it just not stringing it together, or is it a team-wide slump right now?
Well, I think it's one of those situations where we're missing that big hit. We've been, like you said, when you look at the sheet, it doesn't look that bad. We are batting average. We get guys on base. We just need to get that clutch hit. And then, when we lost this past week in the first two games against Northwestern, I think they had 10 of their 14 runs they had scored were with two outs, and that's what we need. We need that big hit that makes a difference in an inning that either keeps the inning alive and scores runs or puts us on defense. And, at this point in the season, like you talked about, we've been missing that clutch hit.
Coach, as you set game number one, as you set your pitcher for game number one, who is it and what are some of his strengths and weaknesses?
Oh, we're going to go with freshman Tanner Talley, and Tanner was just named this morning the freshman of the year in our conference. And he's been our Friday night starter since about halfway through the season. So to pitch opening day as a freshman in Big Ten Conference, he obviously is a very talented young man. And what I like about Tanner is he's going to pitch with his fastball, and he uses his fastball in the bottom of the zone and pretty much attacks the hitter and puts the pressure on the hitter. Hopefully, if he's on, he's going to roll a bunch of ground balls.
And talking about those awards, Ronnie Dawson gets some accolades for you as well. Josh, your first baseman, Dees is there for you. You do have some kids that have had some pretty good seasons.
Yeah, collectively we've had some struggles as a team, but we've had some guys that have put together good seasons, and that just gives you an idea that there's a lot of capable guys on this team, and we're excited about this tournament, that it's going to give us a chance to refire some things, and a couple of our guys that are every bit as talented as those guys getting awards are going to fire up a new season here tomorrow.
Coach, kind of on a sidebar to baseball, something that's been in the media a lot lately is, why do you view all the arm injuries that you're seeing at the major league level as a guy who sees high-end power arms in what you're recruiting and dealing with? What do you see as some of those factors for those injuries?
If I had to put a finger on it, I'd say specialization. I think our athletes are specializing too early in their career. They become one-dimensional, one-way, not playing basketball, not playing football, just throwing baseballs and throwing year-round. And it's like they have, a 12, 13-year-old kid this, in this day and age now has a travel team that he's playing on in the summertime, and he's on a fall team that goes to tournaments, and they start working out in the wintertime, and he's got a pitching coach that he goes to once or twice a week in the winter, and they never shut down. And that's just not good for a young athlete, and I'd like to see that young athlete playing basketball in the wintertime, playing football during the fall and being well-rounded. I think that would protect his arm and make him a more balanced athlete, which is less injury prone.
Greg Beals, last minute with us. He's the head baseball coach at Ohio State as they take on Nebraska tomorrow at 1:05. On the other side, you've got Illinois and Michigan State. What do you think about your bracket as a whole, Coach?
Well, I tell you, you know, people ask, who do you want to play in the tournament? Who don't you want to play in the tournament? And, you know, our conference is pretty good, and we've got a lot of good teams in this tournament. And we did not play Illinois this year. We did play Michigan State in the series and beat them 2 out of 3. You know, it's not like I want any one team or don't want any one team. And, you know, we just got to go play baseball and take care of baseball, Ohio State style. And I think we'll have a chance to win our share of games.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time on a busy day there. I know the kids probably are pretty excited to play at the home of the College World Series. Is that the vibe you're getting from everybody that's there today?
No doubt. I mean, you know, it's the dream of all college baseball people is to make it to Omaha. Now, we're here a couple weeks earlier than what that script is for. But, you know, here we are at Omaha, an unbelievable college baseball venue, and getting set to have a great tournament.
And by playing there, because Coach Erstad mentioned this the other day, Nebraska has started to pop the ball, and he says it's probably because it's warming up, but they've got a few home runs over the last couple of weeks, and we all know from watching or being at the College World Series, the ball doesn't fly out of there. Do you have to talk to your outfielders or adjust your defense accordingly?
Well, I think, you know, the ball doesn't fly. I heard those stories. We haven't had a chance to play on the field. I think like any day, you go out and play your game and you evaluate and make adjustments at game time, but our guys are going to be aware, and we'll learn a lot today as we practice on the field for the first time.
Well, Coach, have fun. We'll see you down there tomorrow for the 1:05 contest. Best of luck this week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. Greg Beals joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
We had the pleasure of playing a TD Ameritrade this past fall. And you want to talk about having to juice the ball to get it to clear. I mean, when we took BP there, our guys were kind of did a feel-good round, a little ego booster, just serving them up. And I think Brandon Langdanger got 2 right down the line, pulled them all type of thing. But, man, I don't think people realize you got to nuke a ball to get it to go out of that place. I don't know what it is. I know that the field is tilted the wrong way because they wanted the skyline and the backdrop. But, man, you have to hit some absolute bombs to try to get it out of that yard.
And the wind's got to help.
Yeah. I mean, you need all the circumstances right to try to get one. So when you see a guy leave the yard at TD Ameritrade, you will know he got one. There's no fence scrapers there. You have absolutely punished a baseball to get it out of TD Ameritrade.
Hard to stare one down because you just don't expect that it's gone, do you?
No, you better be running because there's a better chance it's going to be a triple if it falls. But a lot of times, that's what makes it crazy is, you know, those outfielders are so good at that level is they'll run down pretty much. I mean, you really gotta beat a shift or do something like that and really get on a baseball with some velocity to beat an outfielder there. And that's what makes it very interesting. I found it very interesting to just see how Creighton offensive philosophy, you know, was so different because when we did get to play them there last fall, it was so they were really, you could hear their coaches, they were all talking about, you know, getting flat through the zone, driving line drive, staying, you know, head high, because that's the only way you're going to be successful over the long haul with that being their home park type of thing. So it's very, it changes your offensive philosophy when you know that you can't really, it's hard to drive a ball.
Doug Duda, Damon Day will wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to congratulate our Class of 2014 Scholarship Award winners, Nathan Spellman and Cody Masters. We're proud of all your accomplishments and wish you the best of luck.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in,
Let the games begin.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Purchase a membership to the Hastings Museum and feed the family dinner for free. June 3rd is membership celebration at the Hastings Museum, and you're invited with a renewal or new membership purchase. Members will also be the first to see the new summer exhibit, Cruise in the Fossil Freeway, for free. And members have the opportunity to buy tickets early to Mysteries of the Unseen World 3D, the new film for this summer. Members also receive discounts on summer fun classes for the kids. More information at hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger also has express gas stations in both Kearney and Gibbon. Call today for your fuel card. With express gas, you pay at the pump 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to better serve you. Congratulations, seniors of 2014.
Congratulations to all the area 2014 graduates from Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about your local news and sports in the next issue of the Gibbon Reporter, the Shelton Clipper, and the Wood River Sunbeam, or online at clipperpubco.com.
Tonight, it's Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Roy Hibbert drops 19 points and grabs 9 boards as the Pacers take Game 1 against the Heat.
Gives to Hibbert, who's hit from behind, gets it off, and scores off the rim.
A sign of things to come? Now, LeBron James and the Heat face an important Game 2 as they look to tie the series up.
Pacers and Heat, tonight at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the, as Coach Beals mentioned, the Big Ten Baseball Awards handed out, announced this morning. And for Nebraska, they have first team all-conference from Pat Kelly, the second baseman, outfielder Michael Pritchard, and starting pitcher Chance Sinclair. Second team went to Christian DeLeon, even though he has been injured here in the last month, and first baseman Blake Headley. Relief pitcher Zach Hirsch is third team. Ryan Bolt makes the all-freshman team. He didn't make the top three teams, huh? And sportsmanship award goes to Ty Kildow. Every team has a sportsmanship award winner as well. So there is what you've got from the all-Big Ten team. Indiana swept the player of the year, pitcher of the year, and coach of the year awards. So there you have it. Also, I want to let you know that Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is here. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won in the last 2 months, this is your opportunity to be a winner of a $25 gift card from Troutman's. 888-455-3776. You can get that and be ready for a little extra Memorial Day fun with some great food, burgers, brats, steaks, whatever it is you want from Troutman's Quality Meats. So be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and give us a buzz right now at 888-455-3776. They lost often, the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, they have the best chance to be a winner tonight, as it's the NBA draft lottery. The winner gets the number one pick, and wow. Wow, wow, wow. Don't you just want to win that draft lottery? Let's get into Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Derek.
Derek, here we go, man. It's draft lottery night. Which NBA team has won the draft lottery the most? So you got to think teams that haven't been very good for a long, long time.
Let's go with the Clippers.
Bang! There it is. I didn't even have to go to my clue this year. So there we go. Sometimes we let them out on the first one. Sometimes they take forever. I thought that one would last a little bit longer, but boy, the Clippers have been bad. So, Derek, congratulations. Hang on. We got a $20 gift card coming your way.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Jeff will get you the info, so stay with us here. And, folks, if you are looking for the very best when it comes to your pivot irrigation system, TNL is proven technology that works. TNL has got the equipment that you need and has had that since the 1950s. They have expanded every single year to more countries worldwide, over 65, and of course they've taken care of you here in the United States. And one other thing that's a benefit with T&L Irrigation System is there is no copper theft. We have had many folks that say, you know what, thieves continue to steal the copper wire from our electric pivots, and if you've got a big operation and they're taking them off 10, 20, 25 pivots, that's a lot of money, folks. T&L Irrigation Systems, TLIRR.com, or visit your local T&L dealer today. Also, Michael Colgate is finishing up his second round at the Division II NCAA Men's Golf Championship. In fact, he's got one hole to go, and on his round today, he is 3 over. He was 4 over yesterday, no birdies, and four bogeys, and today, 4 bogeys, and he's got 1 birdie. So he is setting at 7 over for the tournament right now with one hole to go, and that puts him tied for 43rd. He started the day tied for 24th, but there are a lot of golfers still to tee off, and the leader is at even par. So they're not really going deep at the Division II Golf Championships. Also, congratulations to Kearney and Grand Island. They are going to the state golf tournament. They have qualified, Kearney winning the district, Grand Island finishing in the top 3 yesterday. Also, his teams, Adams Central is headed there, Ord, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Minden, and Southern Valley in Class D, Sutton, Heartland Lutheran, and Overton from the area. Grand Island baseball, we mentioned it, a 2-1 winner last out over Millard West. They play number 1 Omaha Westside tonight at 7 o'clock. That is at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. And then if they win that, they are in the championship game. In soccer, it is the boys' final coming up tonight. Last night, Gretna won Class B. Girls, Omaha Marion won Class A. The final girls' rankings from the Lincoln Journal Star placed Kearney 6th in A and Hastings 5th in B. State tennis gets underway this week. Josh Banderas, he's got into that pretrial diversion program, so the charge of felony theft is going to be dropped if he completes that. Again, still no word from the Nebraska football coaching staff. As you know, they'll have some interior punishment there, I'm sure, for Banderas and anybody else that gets in a little bit of trouble. So I think that's going to wrap things up on our Doug and Daddy show today. Tomorrow we're at the Big Ten Tournament. Dan Hoppin of Husker Online will join us. Brady Bonzel for our UNK Loafer Link as they head to the D2 National Outdoor Championships. Want to thank our guests today, Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach, Olympian Ken Cherto, and also Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.